Welcome to the myths, legends and fairy tales of India, where we bring to you stories of kings and queens, of princes and fairies, and of crafty wizards and magical beasts. These are classic tales of adventure, magic and drama from India, brought to you in a new avatar by Gatha Story. Learn more. Visit mythsandlegendsindia.com.
The story of Ranveer Singh and the young Prince Sundar. Tales of the Sun or Folklore of Southern India. Translated by Flora Annie Steele. The title of the story is interesting. Ranveer Singh is the hero of our story today. And while we may share his name with the actor Ranveer Singh, after listening to the story, you will have to answer this simple question. What do both the Ranveer Singhs have in common other than their name? And you can send your answer by email at contact@gathastory.com. or on Twitter at Gatha Story. Okay? Once upon a time in the town of Vijayanagar, there ruled a king named Shivachar. He was a very just king and ruled so well that it is said that no stone that was thrown up would fall down. The lion and the bull drank water from the same pond, and peace and prosperity reigned throughout the kingdom. In spite of all of these blessings, the king always had a worried look on his face. The reason for his worries was that he did not have any heir to the throne. His days and nights he spent in praying that God might bless him with a son. Wherever he saw a peepal tree, he ordered priests to worship the tree and pray for his heir. Whatever medicines the royal physician recommended, he was ever ready to swallow, however bitter they might be. "Eat even dung to get a son," says an old proverb. And accordingly, he did that too. But all was in vain. Shivachar had a minister named Karavadana. The minister was a most wicked tyrant who has ever lived in this world. He shows his sympathy and loyalty to the king. But that loyalty was superficial. Deep within, he was very happy that the king was without an heir and had no hopes of getting one. This awakened in his mind a burning ambition. He wanted to become the king himself. That way, his heirs would rule the kingdom of Vijayanagar and occupy the golden throne which he so coveted. King Shivachar knew about Karavadana's ambitions all too well. But what could he do? His only concern was to send up additional prayers to frustrate the thoughts of Karavadana and to secure for himself an heir to the throne. At last, fortune favored Shivachar. As if his prayers had borne fruit, the king, in his 60th year, had a son. His joy had no limits. Thousands of people were fed in honor of the son's birth. A festival, Putrotsavam, or the festival of the sun, as it is technically called, was celebrated like never before. The royal prisons were opened and all the prisoners let loose. Thousands of jewels and innumerable acres of land were offered to Brahmins, and every kind of charity was duly practiced. As advised by the elders, the newborn son was kept in royal chambers. This confinement, called Sutika Grihavasa, lasted 10 days. On the 11th day, the father saw his much longed for son's face. The royal astrologer declared that he had read the son's future. The young prince would go on to live a life of great prosperity, learning, valor, goodness, and he would possess every quality a man could aspire for. The next few months witnessed a string of ceremonies, including cradle swinging, naming, and other ceremonies that were held each passing day. As time progressed, the prince grew up under the great care generally shown to a king's son. The young prince had a very fair complexion and sharp features. Therefore, he was called Prince Sundar. Karavardhana, the minister whose only wish was to get the throne for his family, was much disappointed at the birth of a son to his master. While the whole kingdom rejoiced at the birth of the young prince, the minister was the only man who was both angry and sorry. When a person is disappointed that their high hopes and expectations will not be met, he devises plans to take away the cause of his sorrow. To overcome his grief, Karavardhana said to himself,
"Let me see how the events unfold. Now is the time to wait and watch. No need to rush. The old king is so close to his grave. When he dies, as the senior most minister, I will be the regent of the prince who is still a minor. And looks like I will be his regent for a long time. This will give me enough securing a bright future for myself and my future generations. And myself and my family will rule from the throne of Vijayanagar." Karavardhana was pleased with these thoughts and he had a hearty laugh. And as per his plans, he was quiet for some time and decided to lie low. King Shivachar, who was a very shrewd man, had on several occasions read the minister's mind. He knew very well that his minister did not have good intentions at heart. The king thought to himself, "This cruel devil may murder my only son. I do not care if he takes control of the throne. What I fear is that he may imprison and torture my son and ultimately have him killed. I must do something to prevent it, but I can only try. If the young prince is meant to be killed, then I cannot avoid it." Thus sighed Shivachar. And this sorry, or shoka, made him leaner and weaker day by day. He began to lose interest in managing the affairs of the state. And when Prince Sundar was barely 10 years old, the old king fell ill and lay on his deathbed. Shivachar had a servant named Ranveer Singh, who was loyal to the king and was one of his most trusted helpers. Just before breathing his last, the king called Ranveer Singh to his side. He then asked all others except Prince Sundar
who was weeping by his father's pillow, to leave the room. In a low voice, the king addressed and said,
"My dear Ranveer Singh, I have only a few hours remaining before I must leave this world. What I am going to tell you is very important. So listen to my words and act accordingly. There is one God above us all who will punish or reward us according to our bad or good acts. If by greed of money, should you ever deceive the trust that I am going to place in you, that God will surely punish you. It is not unknown to you what great difficulties I had in bringing Prince Sundar to this world. How many temples I built, how many Brahmins I fed, and how many religious austerities I underwent. God, after all, gave me a son."
The king paused and clenched his fists. The pain from his illness prevented him from proceeding further. He began to cry aloud and shed tears.
"Do not weep on my account, father," said Prince Sundar as he tried to console his father. "We cannot wipe off what was written on our heads. We must undergo happiness or misery, as is thereon written in our destiny," cried the prince.
Ranveer Singh was moved by the sight. He took the boy on his lap, and taking his own headgear, he wiped the eyes of the young prince. The old man continued,
"You, my faithful Ranveer Singh, know everything now. I now wish that I had not performed all these prayers, rituals, and offerings to get this son. Not because I do not like him. You know that I love him more than anything else in my life. But when I die at this moment, who will take care of him? Karavadana might devise a plan after plan to have my boy killed and secure the kingdom for himself. My only hope is in you. I give him into your hands. It is your duty to look after him, to serve and protect him."
Here, the aged father, notwithstanding his illness and his weakness, rose up a little from his bed, took hold of his son's hand, and after kissing it for the last time, placed it in the rough, strong hands that Ranveer Singh possessed.
"I do not care if my son does not get the kingdom. If you could only save him from the wicked hands of the evil minister Karavadana, you will have proven yourself. I have all along known that my minister desires the throne. And taking my son away from here, you will do a great work for your old master. I make you from this moment the lord of my palace. From this minute, you are father, mother, brother, servant, and everything to my son. Take care that you do not betray your trust."
The king knew he only had a few moments left. Therefore, he sent at once for the minister Karavadana. When he came, he spoke to him thus,
"Karavadana, see what I have become now. Not so long ago I was ruling from the throne. I was powerful, strong, and people feared and respected me. Today, in a few minutes, I must breathe my last. Such is the uncertainty of life. Man's good acts alone follow him to the other world. Here, take my diamond ring. You will be the king from now, till the time the prince grows up. He is but a boy today, but take care of him. And take care of the kingdom as well. Govern the kingdom well. And when the prince attains his adulthood, kindly give him back the throne. Take good care of him and train him well in the royal skills. And find a good and intelligent princess for his wife.
Before the king's speech was quite finished, the king felt the last pangs of death. The minister promised the dying king everything the latter asked for. That afternoon, King Shivachar breathed his last. His corpse was taken through the city streets in a golden chariot, and he was taken to the riverside, where he was burnt to ashes in a sandalwood pyre. All his queens, and there were several scores, were full of grief and inconsolable. The ceremonies were conducted for a fortnight, as is laid down in the religious texts. The minister Karavadana himself was in charge of all the ceremonies. Karavadana then succeeded to the throne of Vijayanagar, and Ranveer Singh became the lord of the palace, and true to his promise, he exercised all care over his protege, the prince. He was always at the side of Prince Sundar. Ranveer Singh was worried that the young prince might get overwhelmed by the learnings and the sternness inside the palace. Therefore, in order to maintain the young boy's sweet nature, Ranveer Singh brought to the palace 20 gentlemen's sons of good conduct. These boys became the princess's fellow students, playmates, and companions. A learned teacher was employed for each of the 64 branches of learning that the boys had to undergo. Sundar thus received a sound education. He became a good sportsman, and his overall development was taking place just fine. Inside the palace, Sundar had no restrictions on movement. However, there was one thing, and one thing alone, that bothered him. He was never allowed to go out of the palace. Ranveer Singh guarded the prince at every moment, and he had every reason to do so. He had learnt of the new king's secret order. Now, what could that order be? Karavadana had issued a notice among the criminals and the law officers alike as follows.
Anybody who assassinated Prince Sundar would receive a reward of 10,000 gold coins or mahars.
Within no time, every greedy hand and petty criminal was in search of the prince's head.
What happens next? Listen to part 2 of this story to learn.
Did you like today's story? If so, we would love to hear your feedback. Write to us at contact@gathastory.com with your comments or feedback. Better yet, please, please, please leave a review. We would really appreciate it.